What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're still talking with Tom. And Tom, I think my issue here is, first of all, 70 miles of wall, that's nothing. That's a two-hour drive for human smugglers. And again, back in the 1990s, Congress actually passed a bill to fund the construction of 700 miles of wall, of which only 30 got built. And nobody knows who called the project off and where the money went. So, you know, we need the accountability. And I know you're very excited that Trump is building 70 miles of wall, but 70 miles of wall is not going to solve the problem. You know, they're going to drive around it, or they're going to dig under it.
Well, Michael, by the election next year, they're going to have over another 240 miles done. So it's going to be over like 310, whatever, 320. And, you know, that's here and there. I want to say something that you said earlier about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is basically telling Biden and Bernie, you're too old to be president. Okay, yes. they're bumbling idiots. Now you got Elizabeth Warren who's going around saying because she was pregnant, she got fired from her job, and she's saying she's an American Indian. I think you're right, Michael. I think Hillary's going to jump in. I think that's the only thing the Democrats got, because once they start running commercials about Biden and Bernie's age, and Trump starts hitting Pocahontas, I think Hillary's going to they're going to broker the convention for the Democrats, the demon rats, and they're going to put Hillary as the candidate. You watch. I have a feeling that's going to happen. I may be wrong, but
I'm not arguing against you. I've been saying since 2016 we have not seen the last of Hillary Clinton, and
I have to agree with you now. Yes, well, you know, Michael, let's see how the cards fall on the table. But I can tell you one thing: if Hillary had been in there, we'd have 55 million more illegals. We'd be in World War III with Hillary. Let's not kid ourselves. Okay, at least with Trump, you kind of know he bumbles a little bit on the Twitters and all that. But you know what? He's basically telling the truth what's going on with the swamp and the deep state. I mean, he's not perfect. No, he's not. He's not a perfect man. But you know what? He's better than the two alternatives of between him and Hillary. I'm sure you would go along with Trump because Hillary, forget it.
If Hillary comes on in, I'm going to have to support Trump, even though I've lost a lot of respect for him. But if Hillary wins the White House, what they're going to do is they're going to bring about their socialist utopian paradise, their one world government, and they're going to flood this country with illegal immigrant voters in order to consolidate their power.
You're right, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. And listen, Vince Foster will be all over the place if Hillary gets in. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha, Errol. Welcome back to the show. Haven't talked to you in a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my call, Mike. I just want to say to you, I'm feeling much better with vaping. I was a heavy smoker. I was a very heavy smoker in the... I'm now 43 years old, but I smoked heavy, very heavy. And all the things, God forbid, I smoked. So I know my thing, what I did. The American people... need to think about the dual citizenships, which is in Congress. So when we look at the Congress in America, so I studied this from the Netherlands, when we study the dual citizenships, which are mostly Israeli, so we are not talking about the Jews, because that's something that they want to talk about so they can say, yeah, you are an anti-Semite. No. We are talking about the dual citizenships from Israel in Congress. And also, the wall, everybody's talking about the wall. There is no wall. When you look at the CIA, how they brought in cocaine, when you look at the popular TV shows like Breaking Bad, when you look at opium, like oxycodone, the epidemic, which we have in Florida. There is an epidemic in Florida, and it's spreading across the nation in America with oxycodone. And oxycodone is a synthetic opium.
Yes.
So when we look at the true route, yeah, of who is making this money and for what, it's about they just want to turn down the citizens, make them like relax, you know, no fear and there's nothing wrong. When I see, did you know what? I look sometimes. I look at American commercials. Every time in every commercial, I was amazed. I was amazed about every time it was about the pharmaceutical industry. They produce. Yes. They advertise this and that and this and that. I was like, what the hell, man? What is going on there? So I know what's going on in America. Again, I want to that the people understand
the reason the pharmaceutical companies spend all that money on TV advertising, it's not because they're really succeeding in selling that much product. It's just they want the TV networks, TV programs to be dependent on those advertising dollars, so they will not run stories about how vaccines are harming people, about how the new polio vaccine is actually causing more polio than it's fixing. That's how they control the news. They just spend all that money, and the network executives say, yeah, we can't say anything critical about our sponsor. You know, bad things will happen here. If you remember back to that whole synthetic bovine growth hormone story that involved Fox News, and wound up with their case being thrown out on appeal when the court said, you know, there really isn't a law that mandates the network news to tell the truth to the public about anything. And therefore, network management has a legal right to order their prostitutes and correspondents to write complete fiction and the legal right to fire them if they refuse. And that tells you all you need to know about the state of the media in this country.
Exactly. And then I want to put on that, and then I will let you go. I want to put on that. In the Netherlands, there is a HPV vaccination, and the HPV vaccination is for women that can get, I don't know what it's called in American, but cancer there. And now they want to give the HPV vaccination to boys.
Yes.
So it's a one big industry, and it's all connected to the military-industrial complex, because they want to make that much of money that they are losing now in the wars that they are losing in Syria, what you are seeing now, what is happening. You see that exactly the Kurds now, and that's a little small thing that I'm going to add at that. The Kurds were used by the Americans, and now they have been dropped off, and now they are like, oh my God, I've got nowhere to go. They had Bashar al-Assad has said to the Kurds, they are going to use you. They're going to use you, and then they're going to let you loose, and then you are nowhere. Now, they have sent them weapons and everything. Now, they are nowhere. So, this is the interesting part of this. And it's like an HPV vaccination, yeah? You inject them, and when you don't inject them anymore, they let them go. It's ironic, isn't it?
No, I mean, the United States military has a long history of, you know, aligning with a particular group, and then when they're no longer useful, just, you know, abandoning them.
Yeah, they
just drop them.
Yeah, they're just like dirt, you know? Thank you for taking my call, Mike, and have a nice weekend.
All right, same to you, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I just the guy before, I think he's calling from Oz. He's talking about dual citizens. I looked it up.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there's a lot of congressmen and senators that are dual citizens, including our friend Mr. Schiff, Adam Schiff.
Yes. Yes.
Now look, I'm going to tell you this. This shouldn't be allowed. This takes things too far. You want to be a dual citizen? Okay, I don't even know if that should really be allowed. I don't know if you should be told, hey, you're either going to be with that country or you're going to be with us. But if you are a dual citizen, you should not be able to hold any kind of a government position, let alone a high position like a senator or a congressman, an elected position. It just shouldn't
be. I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. No man can serve two masters, because he will come to love the one and loathe the other. And I think you'll find that somewhere in the Bible. And it's absolutely true. And the problem we have with all of these Israeli dual citizens, and this country, by the way, did not start out, you know, with a law saying it's okay for citizens of other countries to hold high office in this country. It started out with America for Americans. But as soon as Israel was able to get this whole dual citizen thing set up, they started, you know, basically running candidates who were going to do Israel's bidding over and above that of the United States. And I can think of no clearer example of that than this rush to pass all these laws to criminalize criticism of Israel's actions, which strikes right at the heart of the First Amendment, the most fundamental and important right recognized and acknowledged in the Bill of Rights, is the right to freedom of speech, the right to speak your mind without penalty. And, you know, in order to please their masters in Tel Aviv, our Congress is literally committing treason. Because apparently they also take a vow that says they will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And here they are ready to throw the Fourth Amendment into the shredder, because that's what, you know, Israel wants.
Yeah, because the thing is this, you're supposed to take it. Actually, for any, I've taken oaths already in various in jobs I've had, and you know, anybody pretty much who works for the government has to take an oath, or some form of the government.
Yes.
Especially if it has to do with security, law enforcement, or, you know, something like that. Or,
yeah.
And these congressmen and senators, they're high government positions. Okay?
They're very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. They can make laws. They can change laws. They can get us into wars. Okay? They can push policies that make wars more likely, and that's exactly what they're doing these days. There is no way that they should have dual citizenship. If you got a dual citizenship, you shouldn't be allowed to run for Congress, and if you're in Congress, they should boot you out, period. I mean,
Here's the flaw. Let's say they pass a law saying no more dual citizens, and all of a sudden we have all these Israelis who show up in the United States of America and say, I hereby renounce my citizenship in Israel. I want to be a U.S. citizen and run for the Congress. And it's with the same agenda to get the Congress to do whatever Israel wants. Because the fact of the matter is, they don't have to be dual citizens to serve Israel. They just serve Israel. And so I agree with you, but that's the flaw in your argument.
But the thing is, most of those the people I was looking at on the list, and there are a lot, boy. And I think just about to a man or a woman, they're all American born. Okay? They're all American, you know, legitimately American citizens who took on Israeli dual citizenship. That is a no-no. To me, that's a no-no. I don't even think it should be allowed, really. I think if you're an American citizen, you're an American citizen. You want to give it up? Go. There's the door. Don't let it hit you in a butt. Okay? Period. Here's the door.
Yep.
You're either going to be a loyal American citizen, or you're going to be out. Period. That's as far as I'm concerned. There's so many people that want to come.
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. And again, we have way too many people in the United States Congress who are not from this country. And that's look how chaotic everything has become because of that.
Yeah. You want me to read you some of the names? Here.
Yeah,
Richard Blumenthal, U.S. Senator. Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut. Barbara Boxer, Democrat, California. This was made, I think, a couple of years ago. Benjamin Cardin, I didn't know he was Jewish. Democrat, Maryland. Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California.
Yes.
Al Franken, well, he's no longer in there, but Democrat, Minnesota. Herb Cole, Democrat, Wisconsin.
Frank Lautenberg. Well, he's dead already.
You need to be careful because there's a list that's circulating around about Israeli dual citizens in Congress, and it's kind of outdated. It's got names on there who actually haven't been in Congress for quite some time, and it appears to be an effort to overemphasize the crisis. But it is a crisis, and I'm in agreement. I think if you're going to be in the you know, if you want to be the dog catcher, you know, or the town librarian or something like that, it doesn't matter where you're born. But if you're going to be in the highest office of the land, if you're going to be in Congress, if you're going to be in the White House, yeah, I think it makes common sense that you be a, you know, as the requirement for the president, a natural born U.S. citizen. I think that ought to be extended to all members of Congress.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't even think you should be a dual citizen. I'm talking about dual citizens. You don't have to necessarily be born in this country. You just have a job like I had when I was a correctional officer, okay, or something like that. You shouldn't even have that.
Yeah.
Because this is has to do with security. It has to do with, it depends on what type of facility. It could even have something to do with national security. We see that what happened with Epstein there in New York, right, at the prison.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it could be, you know, any job I think that has to do with
I still think he's alive, by the way.
National, I think so. I'm about 50-50. And I tell you, if you got a minute, I'll give you a quick synopsis of why I think he might
okay.
be alive. Okay. It sounds a little crazy, but there was, I know you probably read about this In-N-Out burger that was found in prime condition in New York City, laying in the ground in its wrapper. Okay, that was early July, just after he was arrested.
Yes.
Next thing, you know, now there's not an In-N-Out burger someplace in I think, east of Kansas. I think that's the furthest east you're going to find an In-N-Out burger place. And then this thing about...
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell, just after he was supposedly killed, was she supposedly sitting in In-N-Out? Now, when I talk about correctional officer, when I was in Texas, if you worked in general population, every half hour you had what you call an In-N-Out. You say, In-N-Out!
Yes.
The inmates come out of their cells, or they go back in, or whatever else, take care of the business, do a, you know, maybe go to chow, go into the recreation area, going to the yard or whatever else, and then they come in. So I don't know whether the federal system uses that same In-N-Out term, but I'm wondering whether that was a message. Okay, he went in, and then after they see her reading a book yet about the CIA or something like that, In-N-Out burger place, he was out. So I don't know. That might be a clue that somehow he was smuggled out, and let's say he's now in Israel. That's the most likely place he would be, maybe with Ghislaine.
I would agree, you know, with you that, but there are a lot of people who notice the way that the body was wheeled out of the cell with the face uncovered, which is not a normal routine. And apparently it's known that there's this one guy who's a professional photographer who looks like an identical twin for Epstein. And it may have been that guy was on the gurney. Because remember, Epstein himself had been moved to another part of the prison hours before. The government can get away with this kind of stuff. All we can do is sit here and speculate. But I'm in agreement with you. I think Epstein is alive. I think he's probably in Israel. I think he's probably still got his videotape collection, if you will. And Israel is still using it to control our politicians.
There's another thing, too. Two of the guards over there at this MCC, Metropolitan Correctional Center, they'd never seen him before. They were not guards. You know, they were in correctional, yet they were in a correctional
yeah.
officer uniform. Okay, where'd they get these guys? Were they homeless guys from the street? Did they pick somebody? Hey, we're short on officers. We're going to pick two homeless guys off the street? I mean, come on.
Central casting.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Exactly.
Mark,
all right, man.
Got to let you go. We've got callers piling up, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Am I coming loud and clear? Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, you are.
No, because I have some problems with the wires here on my phones, and you know, I got cut off a couple of times. I called before and I got cut off. But anyway, I was going to say that I agree with all the previous callers, including the guy from Netherlands. He's spot on.
Errol.
And so is Tom from Florida. I agree with all of them, literally. The problem is this, Mike. I lost all faith and hope in the United States. And it's a
yes.
sad day and a sad time for me to say this. I'm usually an optimistic guy, you know. I try to look at the bright side, but this time I can't see any bright side here. What do
no,
we have here?
This
we have
nation
Donald Trump
doomed.
Who made a... Yeah, Mike. I mean, what do we have here? We have a guy who promised the moon off the sky, right, during the campaign, and he didn't do a damn thing for the past three
yep.
years. Other than being embroiled in all these scandals, impeachment and collusion, all that stuff. Now, I tell you something. He's not going to get reelected. okay? Mark my words, what I'm telling you. This guy is going to be rejected,
yes.
Not because he did not fulfill his promise. It's because the state is against him, okay? And
yes.
Coupled.
Well, they were against him in 2016. They were against him in 2016. And we, the people, were able to outvote, outmaneuver the deep state, which is when they really hit the panic button.
That's right, but back in 2016, he had a message to deliver to the people,
yes.
And people listened to it, and the people voted for him overwhelmingly. That's why he beat Hillary Clinton, okay, because of that message,
yes.
He had. Now, everybody knows he's a fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's by design or by accident. I don't care, really. All I care about is that all the promises he had during the campaign, they're all void, literally. He didn't do anything. Hillary's still walking around on book signing tours instead of being in a 6x8, okay, with bars. And that guy, what's his name, the XAG...
Well, there's Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder. He needs to go to jail, that guy. Because he was the AG, because of the criminal activity he was engaged in. As Attorney General,
yes.
the highest law enforcement agency in the United States, and
yes.
I was selling weapons to the Mexican cartels. Which incidentally, one of the weapons was used to kill one of our border agents. Okay, I forgot
yes.
the guy's name, but he'll always live in the memory. You know, all of us remember the guy. These people should be incarcerated. They shouldn't be walking around on book signing tours, Mike. What is
Republic? We have a criminal government, and it goes all the way to the very top. It's a repeat of what
Obama.
This nation went through during Prohibition.
Barack Obama is not beyond this. Also, he also needs to be arrested because he's a criminal as well. But most of his acts during his tenure as president, it was all criminal activity. That's why they classified everything. When you hear the word top secret or classified information, that means they're hiding a crime from the people, okay?
Yes.
There's nothing about the national security here.
The dead giveaway is that phrase, national security. If they're saying national security, they're hiding something from you. Basically, national
Absolutely.
Security is government speak for none of your business.
Absolutely. It's practically covering up crimes. That's what it is. Because
yes.
There is nothing in national security that they claim that puts the real national security in danger, okay? But what does
yep.
put it in danger is their criminal activity, which has been going on for, I don't know, for the last 40 years, maybe 50, since Nixon, probably since before Nixon. So, well, I can tell you, Mike. I say this very sadly, but the United States, the way I know it, and the way you know it, it's finished. Okay, it's you know what's going to happen the next election cycle. Some lunatic is going to from the Democrat Party is going to either cheat, steal the election, or be elected. Either way. And Donald Trump is going to be out the door, okay? Nobody's going to vote for him anymore. He lost more than half of his base, okay? Just to start with, okay? Half the base that voted for him is out. They will no longer vote for him. So multiply that.
He turned his back on them. He turned his
Absolutely.
Back on the independent media, and we worked our rear ends off to keep Hillary out of that Oval Office. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com. The tea that makes you go.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to take a phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Mike, the conversation that was had about the dual loyalty and that whole train of thought that you and Mark were talking about and other people, I want to weigh in on this and say there's a I'm going to read off just a quick list. These are just off the top of my head. Harry Gold, the Rosenbergs, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, Harry Greenglass. Those are the nuclear spies. Klaus Fuchs.
Yes.
Then we go on to the Jonathan Pollard and on. The people who were behind the Office of Special Plans. Richard Pearl,
yes.
Douglas Feith, the people who were behind the 9-1-1, so the key players behind that.
Yep.
Remember the Jane Harmon thing where she was ready to turn their back on an espionage investigation because they promised her she'd be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee? All these people are Arnon Milchan, the nuclear spy. You know, talk about dual loyalty. You know, Netanyahu was born an American citizen. He turned his back on the United States and he went over there. Good for him. stay there. I wish they all would, who feel that way. Same with Golda Meir, born in Milwaukee, went over there. I mean, you know, it's their loyalty is different. It's not like us. At least a lot of people aren't like that. But the point is, they get billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in aid. A lot of it we never even know they're getting. They get all the weapons. They then turn around and sell our weapons to our enemies. They put our companies out of business as they reverse engineer our products and then resell them. They they're threatening our First Amendment rights. I can go on and on and on. This is a huge problem, and it has to be dealt with. It won't be. But we've been fighting their wars now for 40 years. Every involvement we've had in the Middle East has been driven by them. Our whole foreign policy is driven by our Middle East foreign policy.
It really is.
So this is a huge problem. If you want to talk about it, Epstein and the graft and corruption, look at the huge criminals. Let's think of financial criminals. Ivan Bosky, Michael Milken,
Bernie Madoff.
What's the bottom line there? I mean, think of the mass murderers in history that you don't even know about. What's his name? Some of the people in Russia, Yagoda, Genrich Yagoda, and some of these horrible guys that were in charge of like murdering millions, washed out of history. So this is a major problem. They've been a major problem everywhere they've gone. And I'm not tarring everybody with this because there are a lot of good Americans, but there's a lot that aren't.
But
the ones that aren't should not be tolerated.
If you go back and you look at the history of Jewish persecutions, expulsions, pogroms, and so forth, you will find out there's one root cause, and that is that they don't integrate with the populations around them. They view them as prey, and it has led to a great deal of unhappiness. And of course, every time, you know, some kingdom or country says we need to get rid of these people, they'll scream, "Oh, you just hate us because we're Jewish." And no, we're getting rid of you because you are not good for our society. And that's exactly what the issue that we're dealing with right now. These people, they're great for Israel. They are not good for the American society.
Mike, Adam Green on the site called No More News, KNOW, No More News, put up, and I sent this to you, by the way, put up about a 20-minute video, and it's a speech by a Chabad guy. This is a Jewish Chabad guy talking about the Mossad and espionage and Chabad. And Chabad is ostensibly a religious organization on every campus. They're everywhere on every campus. Yes. But they go on, this guy goes on, this Chabad bigwig goes on to talk about how they had an intelligence organization that was better than the Mossad, that of course was working with the Mossad in Russia. Don't think that they don't have that here in the United States. It's all linked. Just like they're taking the people, not only are they trying to restrict our freedom of speech, they're taking people who disagree with them and trying to smear them and keep them from getting jobs with, like, the Israel Project and so on and so forth. They're doing that in a huge way. So and then we get, you know, AIPAC and all these people where they get 20,000 people showing up to an AIPAC thing, all of them bought and paid for and willing to sell out our country, and they're not all Jews. A lot of them are just willing to take the money like the whores that they are in order to sell out our country for them. It's huge, Mike, and I know I go on about it more than probably any of the other callers, but in my mind, since we're at war all over the world and have been for 40 years and I fought in a lot of these, it bothers me a great deal. So,
all right. Well, let me respond to what you said here, because I'm seeing the United States edging closer and closer to a Soviet-style collapse, and I'm sure that the politicians in Israel and Congress recognize that and are realizing that Israel is on the verge of losing the goose that laid the golden egg, or in this case, the goose that laid the golden nukes. And they're I'm sure that the United States is not the only country that Israel is parasitizing on, but we do seem to be one of the largest, and my guess is Israel's probably already getting ready to basically leap off the dead dog and onto a new live dog.
Yeah, there's nowhere else for them to go except for here.
Yeah.
There's nobody that with the equivalent that can back them up everywhere, and they're willing to. China would laugh at them.
Yes.
And so would Japan, because they've got their own ethnicity. They don't have a fifth column that can subvert us from within. Russia may be susceptible, but they're not quite as powerful as we are.
Don't forget Russia. Russia does have a very strong Israeli community over there in the east. I forget exactly where it's located, but it's often referred to as the Second Israel. So,
they have a Jewish oblast. It's called, it's a governmental department sort of thing. Be it geographically expressed. That's for Jews. However, and there's historically been a huge number of Jews there, and there's historically, as a matter of fact, a large number of Israelis are Russian, of Russian origin, of Russian birth. But if they take over Russia, which I think is a little harder because Putin ousted the oligarchs for the most part, which were Jewish, you know?
Yes.
It's a little harder. Putin's a little more... his eyes are a little more open, I think, than any of our guys. At least he's less willing to sell out his country.
Well, he's not for sale the way, you know, American politicians traditionally are. It's just part of the game. I got elected to the House of Representatives. Okay, who's going to pay me to do what now? When does the cash come on in?
When you can print your own money and have the media, it helps, right?
Yes,
it's all coordinated. Don't think this is all not uncoordinated. It is. It's coordinated like crazy to a fairly well. But the point is that they don't have quite the clout that we do militarily.
They've been doing it for like 2,000 years.
Yeah. So I don't know where they go after this. But you're right. They'll jump us off as soon as we're like a sucked out husk. They'll jump off and go somewhere else and loot us to the very end, if they can. It's a hell of a problem, Mike. That's our whole foreign policy. Think of the trillions we've spent just on these wars that have been done for their behest. It's amazing. It's never in history has a tail wagged a dog like that. But they're doing it.
They sure are. All right. Well, listen, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to get back and cover a little bit of news here as we head down to the end of our show on this Powhana Friday. Interesting little story out of governmentslaves.news. Apparently, J.P. Morgan is issuing warnings over the mental state and overall health of the American consumers' habits. Now, it's a very benign way. It sounds like, okay, fine. The problem is we're not spending enough money to keep the system going. Consumerism is what is currently keeping our fragile economy afloat. Manufacturing industry is already officially in a recession. And so J.P. Morgan's consumer finance analyst, Richard Shane, is saying, you know, how do we get people to spend more money? And they're going to have to borrow it. There are no jobs out there, but we've got to figure out a way to get the American consumer to just get really excited. And, of course, we're coming up on another holiday shopping season. And I'm sure the corporate media is going to show us, you know, Black Friday after Thanksgiving. And, oh, my goodness, they're in there getting all the goodies. And you've got to get in there as well. But we've had a dozen Christmases now that didn't work out. They were terrible. Seeing iconic name brand companies just going out of business. It's a very, very, very sad thing. All righty. Getting back onto the news here, a little bit of news coming out of Cape Kennedy. For some reason, they've gone back to calling it Cape Canaveral. Well, no, Cape Canaveral is the land. They're still calling it NASA's Kennedy Space Center, which I think they really need to. But the key point of this is that SpaceX may launch a crucial Crew Dragon abort test as early as next month. Apparently, the components are already down there at the Kennedy Space Center. And the test is an in-flight abort where they will launch the Crew Dragon on the top of a Falcon 9 rocket, at which point they will execute the Super Draco escape thrusters that will take the Crew Dragon a considerable distance away from the Falcon 9 rocket. Now, these Super Draco thrusters are what blew up on the pad a couple of months ago and wrecked that test. So hopefully they've got that out there. I mean, I wonder where Elon Musk finds the energy to do all this stuff. And, of course, now he's got to deal in with the problem of his Tesla and the summon mode. And if I were Elon Musk, I would sell Tesla and just focus on SpaceX. That's what he's going to be famous for, I think. Now, this is kind of a little weird, and it's like the idiot department here. Up in Alaska, a man has been charged with murder after a memory card containing videos and images showing him assaulting and murdering a woman in a hotel room was found lying in the street. Now, I mean, first of all, assaulting and murdering a woman is a bad thing, in my opinion. And I don't know, maybe she was a hooker and she asked for too much money. I really don't know, and I don't really care. But who sets up a camera, shoot a video of this, then like an idiot just, you know, loses the card, the memory card onto the street, which, by the way, is how they caught this guy. Caught this guy because he was all over this video here. All right, there is a new zero-day vulnerability in Apple's iTunes and iCloud programs to infect Windows computers with ransomware without triggering antivirus protections. This is information coming from Morphosec. Now, Apple patched the vulnerability earlier this week. Now, the vulnerability resided in the Bonjour component that both iTunes and iCloud for Windows relies on, according to a blog post. The bug is known as an unquoted service path, which, as its name suggests, happens when a developer forgets to surround a file path with quotation marks. And the bug is in a trusted program, which is one digitally signed by a well-known developer. Attackers can exploit the flaw to make the program execute code that AV protection might otherwise flag as suspicious. And I want to go back to something that I've said before. Why is the government not doing something about this? This kind of damage to our computers, it's impacting our businesses. It's costing us a lot of money. It's a clear and present danger to the national prosperity, not to mention national security. And the government acts like, well, you know, it's just no big deal. Deal with it here. Okay. Story coming out of the Daily Mail here. Researchers created a fictional company and hired the services of two different disinformation providers. One to spread positive stories and social media posts about the fictional company, and the other to publicly undermine it. And the services range from just $8 for social media posts to $1,500 for SEO services that ensure disinformation posts rank higher in searches. So Trolls for Hire is big business. It's big, big business. And if you're wondering why you're getting so much spam and so much troll mail and everything, I mean, I got one the other day, and this is a bit of a giggle, and it's addressed to, you know, Rivero. And apparently some computer somewhere said, oh, Rivero, got to speak Spanish. So the email was in Spanish, and it said that if I don't send in thus and such money, my Netflix account was on the verge of being canceled. And the two problems with that is that, first of all, I don't speak Spanish all that well, even after all the years I lived in Los Angeles. And two, I've never had a Netflix account. But you get this stuff all the time. I don't know why I'm getting these emails that say, we would like to buy your product. I'm not selling anything. Where is all this? All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Pile Hunter Friday, and we're talking about the annoyance of all this hacker, spam, mail, and other issues. And I went through this experience over the last few days. It was really very annoying because Claire and I were being awakened at like after midnight by a robocall from Ed Case, who had been our representative's in Hawaii. obviously the robocall is going out, you know, in the evening hours for Hawaii, but with the time zone difference, we're getting woken up. So I go over to his website, and I have to basically log on in, and I have to type in that I'm still a resident of his district, or it's not going to let me send him a message saying, please stop the robocalls. And so then a couple of days later, I get an email saying, well, thank you for sharing your opinions with me, and we hope that you'll continue to subscribe to our newsletter. And I wrote back and I said, don't you get it? I am not in your district anymore. I am in Indiana. Now, getting on back to human-caused global warming, and by the way, it is really a mess out there. They like to say the science is settled. Science is never really settled. It's always being reevaluated. And sometimes there are flat out goofs. And in this story, this is in Vice.com, they've talked about scientists in Hawaii have uncovered a glitch in a piece of code that could have yielded incorrect results in over 100 published studies that cited the original paper. Now, the glitch caused results of a common chemistry computation to vary depending on the operating system used. This caused discrepancies in the results among Mac, Windows, and Linux system. Now, the researchers have published the revelation. They're putting out a debugged version of the script, which is about 1,000 lines of code. But it basically means these 100 published studies, they've got wrong data in them. Remember when the Pentium chip first came on out and turned out to have you know, a hardware error in its math processor, which they fixed with a software patch that slowed everything down? But no, the science is never settled, even for reasons like this. Code glitch. So, anyway. Alrighty, so we're coming down here to the end of the day. It is really dark outside and wet and rainy, and I'm going to be driving home really, really careful. I'm at the friend's house here where he lets me set up and use the computer here. Alrighty, apparently over in the European Union, there's effectively a civil war breaking out. Austria spearheads a rebellion against the post-Brexit budget hike. So they're already arguing over the money. Okay, I'm hearing bits of music there. Okay, so that's the end of our show today. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure that he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Share what you know with other people. Please donate. We do need your support quite a bit. And we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of